were lucky enough to be taken around the site of Expo. It's a sort of dusty, sandy, deserty thing at the moment. But there's a nice building on there that shows you the layout when you go into a lobby. There's a massive, one of those massive great town plans, if you like, that you can look at and take pictures of.
But they wouldn't let us take pictures of it last time we were there. Have they relaxed that rule now?
Well, maybe we just happened to be there when the guard was away. They seem to have done, yes. And then, of course, there's a massive great countdown clock when you go into the site as well. It tells you exactly how many minutes, days, minutes, seconds, hours, until the whole thing kicks off. And Paul Stevens, who's Vice President of Delivery at Expo 2020 Dubai, he actually gave us a tour of the site.
Okay, here we are at the heart of the Expo, right in the centre of Al Wasl Plaza, and this is the main meeting point which will cater for a number of events during the Expo phase. At the moment it's indicated with a 20 metre flagpole with the Emirate of Dubai's flag showing its location and reinforcing this is the heart of the site.
What's the idea as people take pavilions? Are you going to put the flags on the bit of land that would mark where their pavilion is going to go?
I think that would be a great idea. We've shared that in the team, and maybe as more countries take up the spaces, the whole site will fill up with flags ready for the countries to arrive from April 18 and start building their pavilions.
I think where we are sitting here, we're in the middle of the site, we can't see any of the boundary fences. It just feels like part of a desert, to be honest with you. Whereabouts is the metro line going to go through?
The metro, after it's left DIP, will run parallel to Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road, across the site, adjacent to our Expo Village, with the metro station in the centre of the site. And then the future plans for Route 2020 are to go to the new terminals at Maktoum Airport.
How does the size and scope of the Expo 2020 site compare to the Milan 2015 site?
Expo 2020 Dubai site is much larger than Milan, but we've designed it in a different way. Here we've got routes from our thematic pavilions to Al Wasl, so really about 600 metres scale in these particular areas, compared to Milan, which was one straight boulevard of over 1.2 kilometres.
That was Paul Stevens, who very kindly drove us around the site, showed us some diggers, showed us some sand, etc. The whole site looks pretty much flat at the moment. There's one little hillock with a single tree growing on top of it, and it harks back to a time when the site was actually a camel farm. The Expo 2020 team haven't quite decided what to do with the tree, but as Paul Stevens explained, there's something of a history around it.
The Goef trees were originally brought into the UAE in the early 1970s because they grew faster than the native gaff trees, so it meant to the Bedouin and the camel farmers that they could grow their trees quicker so that they could have some shade. Nowadays the Goef tree has moved onto the non-native species list and is now not normally planted here, but it shows that from the early 70s to now there was a reason why something travelled from a different part of the world to here, what effective use it had. But also as a development of a culture, we now understand that it's the normal gaff trees are the ones that we want to produce, but they grow slower than the Goef trees that we have on site.
I've never heard of a Goef tree before, and looking at it from a distance, it does look very much like a gaff tree.
Well, that's it. They're very much mistaken, and usually if you go to where the camel farms are still in place, you'll find that most of the trees have a flat underside from where the camels have been eating. But it's surprising when you go into the shade area, there's probably a drop of at least 10 degrees in temperature.
So, hands up, who's heard of a Goef tree?
Do you know,
you haven't,
funnily enough,
come on, Brandy.
I couldn't tell you the type of tree, but it reminded me very much of a conversation that I had with Greg Norman about building golf courses. Sounds like a slight diversion, but it was the same issue. There was a tree in the middle of one of the courses that he was designing, and he was redesigning the course to go around it.
Yeah, that is interesting, and let's hope that they keep these on the site. It's on a raised site because to get a drop in the site of 17 metres from one side to another, they've had to do quite a lot of excavation. The reason they've done that is so that they can move water downhill, drainage, etc., by using gravity rather than actually pumping it and using electricity, trying to be sustainable. But it's on a sort of little hillock, this tree, at the moment, left all alone. It's rather nice.
I did a quick Google search for Goef tree. Google corrected it and gave me search results for Jeff's tree. I'm still struggling.
I didn't see anybody called Jeff up at the Expo 2020 site. That was Paul Stevens, anyway, Vice President of Delivery for Expo 2020. He took us very kindly around the site. You can take a look at our Facebook site and our Twitter feed to see lots of photographs from our tour. Myself and Georgia went out there just the day before yesterday, and including, of course, shots from that solitary tree. Now, so the next 4 years, Halagan Dor is Chief Development Officer, Strategy and Content at Dubai Expo 2020. And I was very lucky to catch up with her as well. And I asked her, first of all, about her vision for the next 4 years.
Well, Malcolm, the first time we met, we were really talking about a dream and a vision. And the incredible thing is we're 4 years out and that vision is really becoming a reality, not only on the site as construction unfurls, but really creating a platform that brings people together from all over the world, visitors and participating nations and corporations, to stimulate innovation in the areas of sustainability, mobility, and opportunity. So it's a brilliant and exciting time. Our lives are going to get ever more busy over the next 4 years as we really bring this this vision to life.
How do you stop yourself getting so involved in every nut and bolt and focusing on the sort of the wow factor of the finished product?
Our teams are very focused on two objectives. The first is how do we create an exceptional expo? And the second is how do we leverage this expo to create a meaningful, tangible, living legacy? When we talk about that exceptional expo, we are hoping to wow visitors. But wowing the visitors is not only about technology, and we will have a tremendous amount of technology in the areas of our sub-themes, but it's also about getting an experience that's meaningful. It's about experiencing the so what of technology. What is it that we're able to enable because of autonomous vehicles? What are the ethics? What are the systems? What are the economies around that? What do we mean by sustainability? How do we all need to change our lives to understand climate change and biodiversity and to live within the boundaries and in balance with the planet around us? So people will come and be wowed and be entertained with tons of events and programs. Of course, when you come here, you should be able to change your mind and you should be able to do things like virtual queuing. So if you know it's going to take 20 minutes to get into a pavilion, you should be able to go grab a cup of coffee and come back, still have your name in the queue so that you can enter. So queues are really a thing of the past and something that we hope to eliminate completely.
Halagan Dor, Chief Development Officer, Strategy and Content at Dubai Expo 2020. The people up at their new head office were very welcoming indeed. We managed to catch up with a lot of people and also lucky enough to speak to Richard Evan, VP of Event Operations. And I got a real sense from him about the size and scale of the Expo project. And he started by explaining why managing the queues is the biggest challenge that he faces over the next 4 years, and also describes his role.
It's all about making sure that we understand what kinds of services are going to be required operationally, and that's from the visitor coming to the site, making sure that we're joined up with the RTA, for example, and how they're going to bring visitors to the site, how somebody could drive there to the site, for example, how they would do their parking, how would they get from the car park to the site. All of this needs to be planned right now to make sure that we really understand the guest's experience.
How are you going to measure visitor satisfaction?
We envisage having surveys throughout the period. So we will want to gauge what are we doing well and what are we not doing so well. We want to be able to make sure that we are dynamic enough to be able to change our operation. We are a six-month event, which is very different to a World Cup or an Olympics, for example. We have that luxury of being able to change over 6 months, and Milan did that. They reacted by putting more seating in, for example, when the crowds grew. We want to be able to understand where we haven't done as well as we could. Every single day, we want to collect data to make sure that we're reacting.
You mentioned Milan there. When you look back at events, either the one-month events, two-week events, or the 6 months events, what is the reference event? What would you say is the gold standard?
Our goal is to achieve 25 million visits. That actually, if you add the last two Olympics together and World Cups, exceeds that kind of number. So the benchmark, it's very difficult to say. Everyone looks at the World Cup and the Olympics as a good benchmark in terms of how they deliver those events. But actually, our event is different in terms of its size and its length.
What is your biggest challenge going forward over the next 4 years?
Operationally, it is related to what we've just been discussing, the queues. We want the first impression to be the best first impression we can give. And that first impression is coming up to the site. If you're in your car, we don't want you to have a mile-long queue trying to enter the site. So queuing is going to make or break this. So we're really focusing on that as part of the guest experience to make sure that every aspect of queuing, whether it be traffic, whether it be trying to get into the site, whether it be F&B, the toilets, etc., we're really looking at trying to minimise those queue times.
That's Richard Evans, VP of Event Operations at Dubai Expo 2020. And on this Expo special over the next couple of hours, we'll be talking about expos of the past and also talking to more people at Expo 2020.